USA Radio News.
U.S. inflation hit 8.3% in April. The Labor Department reported on Wednesday that consumer prices made that jump in the past 12 months. That came in below the 8.5% year-over-year surge in March, which marked the highest rate since 1981. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden's Tuesday press conference, where he attempted to lay out a plan to curb inflation, is drawing criticism from conservatives. Senator Rick Scott spoke to Newsmax.
That was a pretty disappointing press conference. There was no plan to deal with inflation. It was just, how does the president blame somebody else for inflation?
And gas prices nationwide are reaching all-time highs. AAA reports Americans are paying an average of $4.40 for a gallon of unleaded gas. Diesel prices are over the $5 mark. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Millions of people are bracing for a heat wave. Temperatures are expected to jump 15 to 25 degrees across central states from Colorado to Indiana. The warmer weather begins today and will continue tomorrow in Minnesota, Michigan, and Wisconsin, where it could get into the 90s. Beware before getting behind the wheel of a Tesla. The automaker is recalling nearly 130,000 vehicles for problems with the touchscreen. The company says it can overheat and cause the infotainment system to go blank. The company said it will fix the problem with a software update. An incident with a pilot forced a passenger to land a private plane at Palm Beach International Airport on Tuesday. WPBF in West Palm Beach reports the passenger of the single-engine plane contacted air traffic control after he said the pilot became incoherent. The plane landed safely. One person was taken to the hospital. The FAA is investigating. This is USA Radio News.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call.
The U.S. House wants to send more money to Ukraine. Reporter Tim Berg has the story.
The House passed a nearly $40 billion package to give more humanitarian aid and military assistance to Ukraine. Before the bill passed, Republican Congresswoman from Texas, Kay Granger, was on the House floor saying the United States must take action as the world watches.
As China, Iran, and North Korea watch our response, we must show the world that America stands firm with its allies and will do what is necessary to protect our interests abroad.
The bill passed by a 368-57 vote and now heads to the Senate, where leaders in both parties have indicated they want to get it quickly to Biden's desk.
The Food and Drug Administration says it will allow baby formula supply to be released from the shuttered Abbott Nutrition facility in Sturgis, Michigan, on a case-by-case basis. In February, the agency warned consumers not to use certain powdered infant formula products from Abbott Nutrition's Sturgis facility due to contamination concerns. That forced Abbott to issue a recall. Officials with online automotive retailer Carvana say the company is letting go of 2,500 workers. That's roughly 12% of its workforce. The company says it's trying to bring staffing and expenses in line with sales. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.